So good morning, everybody. Today is Saturday, June 25th, 2022. Welcome to our Contract Trust Conference Call. We are not accountants, tax professionals, lawyers, or currency dealers. We're not engaged in rendering legal, tax, accounting, or other professional advice. If you require those services, you should retain competent advice from a professional in that field. Thank you all for joining us today. We are Indicator Information Institute. My name is Carol Worlius, and my partner Jim Knox and I have these calls every second and fourth Saturday of the month. These calls are recorded and available on our website, indicatorinformation.com, indicator-calls.com, or iiicalls.com. Some of our older calls are still on YouTube. Jim has attempted to post new calls on YouTube, but they are censoring us. Common law and asset protection being censored. Yeah, really? Anyway, as we get closer and closer to our expected exchange, we thought this would be a good time to review our common law contract trust and why we think it is the best vehicle for you to protect your assets. As always, your questions are welcome. Star 6 to raise your hand. Over the years, we have discussed the need for trust and why we feel our common law contract trust is superior to any asset protection trust strategy. We have referred to your first trust as the Mother Lode Trust. It is the wellspring from which all of the trusts are created and funded. We have talked about secondary trusts like management trusts, real estate trusts, vehicle trusts, etc. You know, the common law contract trust has many features and benefits. You can be your own trustee. There's no one between you and your money. And folks, I don't know if all of you really grasp the importance of how important it is to be your own trustee. A friend of mine is a beneficiary to a trust that her father left her or somebody left her. She gets a small stipend every quarter or something like that. But if she needs money, and there's a lot of money in this trust, if she needs money, she's got to go through the trustee, and she's got to write a written description of what she needs the money for, provide a budget, last year's tax return, and then they have to take it up before the board. You don't have that issue. You are your own trustee. You are your own board of trustees. There is no one between you and your money. Anyway, our trust is irrevocable. It provides superior asset protection. The trust owns the assets. You merely manage them, and no one can take them away from you. It avoids probate, no waiting, no attorneys, no government intervention. It avoids death and inheritance taxes. And the estate remains intact upon your death. We have spoken with many of you who should put your houses and even cars in the Mother Lode Trust. We highly recommend against this practice. Real estate and vehicles are potentially high liability items. Putting them in the same basket as the currency or the money puts everything at risk. That's why we offer real estate and vehicle trusts. Many of you are planning on purchasing multiple vehicles, more than one residence, rental properties, etc. And obviously, that may create an accounting nightmare. So we suggest the use of a management trust. For instance, a management trust can pay all the taxes, insurance, and maintenance for all of the real estate, thus eliminating the need for separate bank accounts for each piece of property. The same holds true for vehicle trusts, etc. Using management trust can effectively shield the Mother Lode Trust from any outside activity. This account will receive your funds from your Mother Lode Trust so that it can function as your purchasing or lending arm. We suggest you place adequate funds in this account to easily cover your prospective purchases and to cover several outgoing expenses for easier manageability. It can also fund your personal checking account for daily and personal expenses. The management trust will have its own EIN and bank account. This trust has full power to dispose of the properties and complete control over its management, such as paying insurance, maintenance, repairs, upkeep of home and property, etc. As trustee, you still control the assets of the trust and the income that they produce. We can create management trusts for you, including all the steps to validate its creation and funding. You know, I'm sure many of you are wondering, how am I going to manage all this and use all these trusts? Jim and I have put together a series of contracts and agreements between these trusts to facilitate their use. They will be on our website for you to use and edit as you need. Changing gears a little bit here, someone recently asked me about our triple play. Estate planning means more than money and asset protection. The Triple Play offers a cohesive package that works with your trust and allows you to appoint someone else to act as your agent to take care of business for you if you cannot. It also allows you to make decisions you need to make about your health care if you cannot. The trust you have purchased from us allows for an immediate transfer to your successor trustee upon your death. There's no probate, no estate or inheritance tax, and no need for an attorney to administer your estate. This is great for the assets inside the trust, but what about all those other things you own? The portable will literally pours over everything owned in your own name to one of your named trusts at the time of your death. As you become more and more sophisticated at asset protection, you will see the need to put most, if not all, of your belongings in trust. There is a provision for special requests to individuals. Depending on your state, the value of your belongings, whatever pours over into the trust or goes to others, may have to be probated. That in itself is a good reason to put anything of value in the trust. And I mean anything of value. It could be your old baseball card collection. It could be fine art. It could be expensive jewelry. But it could be anything that can go into the trust. And the portable will is not designed for people with minor children, as there's no provision for their guardianship. Typically, spouses are each other's executor. Your successor trustee is successor executor, that's hard to say. This is true of the powers of attorney as well. The durable power of attorney allows your agent, or attorney in fact, to take care of business for you if you aren't able to do so. Most people aren't familiar with trusts and trustees, but most people do understand the strength and validity of a properly drafted and signed power of attorney. The power of attorney for healthcare is a healthcare directive in which you make certain choices now about any healthcare issues you may face in the future. It saves your spouse or successors from having to read your mind about what kind of care you want in the event you cannot speak for yourself or you die. We also provide a wallet card alerting emergency and medical personnel of the existence of the power of attorney for healthcare, listing your agent's names and phone numbers. So, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Well, there's a lot of good things on my mind today, but you did a great job on that. That's a good overview of what we can do.
Thank you.
The website, I've been doing quite a bit of work on a website. Carl and I reviewed quite a bit of stuff yesterday. On the website, we have the 4th of July sale on the management trust. You'll see the big American flags. You'll know where it's at, and it's easy to find. I added quite a bit of content yesterday and last night on the currency revaluation news. That's the new one just below the timer. And we got that all set up, and it's working pretty well. There's a lot of good things happening out there. I got multiple calls yesterday afternoon and this morning about, well, it looks like it's getting ready to pop. Well, don't think so, but that's my opinion. And I voiced that opinion down in that section. So if you're interested in reading that, that's there. Also down there in that section, it's just that's number 10, the box just below the timer, as I said. You click here and you go in there. And in there it talks about protecting your existing and future assets. I'll build your foundation now with us. And then it talks about on 5/31 of 2022, I started talking about some of this stuff. But the latest news was last night. I was talking to one of my associates in my web business, and he called last night. We talked quite a bit about it. He's also a Denarian, and he kind of agreed with me on that stuff. I put two videos down there, folks. One is How Maritime Law Works. It was very, very interesting. We talked about that again last time. But How Government Works, the Law of Water, which is very, very interesting. This is Jordan Maxwell. I did not know until last night when I was doing some research that Jordan passed on the 23rd of March this year. And there's a whole bunch of videos. I put his website down there. You can actually buy his DVDs. Plethora of knowledge, folks. Just really phenomenal mind. But there's a website down there. You can go look at all of his audios and his videos, or listen to his audios and watch his videos. They're all down in there. And then we've had that big change yesterday with Roe versus Wade. And we didn't have any riots here yet. And I think they're just getting ready to start today. I see quite a bit of cars down heading downtown. So anyway, that's the latest on what we're doing to the website. Now, I got a call again this morning. People want to know, how do I change things? Again, go to the change orders. On the change orders, you would go to 3i Trust app, and you would just go there and change orders the second to the last one of the list. and tell me what you need. And I'm encouraging people not to call me and try and tell me what they need because I'm usually busy. And if I don't have in writing something I refer to, and if it's something we need to do a lot of work on, you know, we have certain people that work for us from time to time, and we can assign them that. And then for me to try and explain them what has to be done, that just becomes very timely. So if you put in a change order, then we can just pass that forward, and it saves a lot of time and sweat on our part, and it saves you a lot of time waiting on your changes. And now on login issues, there's a tab there now. It's the last tab. If you can't get into the website, fill that out and get it to me. Now, both of these pop up on Carol's computer and my computer within seconds of you filling it out and pushing the send button. So we both get a copy of it, and then we get together and figure out how we're going to handle that. So that's the things that I want to touch on the website. Also, on the estate planning tab, I took everything off that. That was a mistake. I had two files. One says estate planning, one says contact for estate planning. Well, somehow I transposed the two, so I had the wrong thing there. So I took that down last night, and I've got everything ready to put it back up there later today or first thing tomorrow. There was something else we wanted to talk about. Carol, what was it?
Questions.
Oh, yes. Thank you. This call is generally set up to give you an overview, reminders, some more education, and then answer your questions. Now, we've decided that if we don't have questions, we're not going to sit here and just talk to each other. We're going to go ahead and just cut the call short. We'd rather not cut the call short. We'd rather get more questions. So don't be thinking that your question is a silly question or it doesn't matter. It all matters. Because if you don't understand something or you're suspicious about maybe doing something wrong, probably somebody else had that suspicion or has had that concern. Give us ask us the question. We'll answer it. We need to make sure that everybody understands that this is for you guys, not for us guys. Oh, yes, I was going to tell you about YouTube. We put some of our audios on YouTube. We still have a channel, but they've blocked me. I can't even log into it. The only videos left on there is a little video I did about time. But everything that we put on there, we put five videos on there. We put six videos on there.
Audio.
Five calls and one of the video that was our test video, we just left it on there. And they took them all off. And they blocked us. I can't even log into YouTube. So that's why we created our own website for just that. So you can go to indicatorcalls.com or iiicalls.com, and you can go see all of these. And later today, this call will be on there. We have 144 calls on there right now. So we've been busy. So on the website, there's as soon as you log in the website, on the left-hand side at the top, it says we have our own conference call webpage now. On the right-hand side, it's complete your application with 3iTrust app. Now, again, if you have issues, go to 3iTrust app, find the change order, and fill it out and hit send. Then we'll get back with you right away. So those are the things that I have that I wanted to bring up. What else do we want to talk about, Carol?
Well, we do have a question here.
Let's take it.
Yeah. Okay, come on. Raul, I see you're there. Raul, are you there? Are you live?
It's Raul. Hi, Carol and Jim. Okay, I'm fine. How are you? You guys are okay. Hey, Jim, you spoke to a gentleman concerning that this thing is about to pop, and you said that there was a discussion that you posted it on what tab would I find it in?
That is on the new one down, tab number 10, which is what I was just talking about.
Okay.
Latest lies, rumors, and facts. Click here. It's down below there. You have to be logged in to see that. And
so, does it say 10 on it, actually, the number 10?
Yeah, it's right below the timer. Remember we have the timer, how many days, hours?
Okay.
I'll look for that out. Something we didn't really plan on doing is talking too much about this stuff, but it's gotten to the point now where it's gotten crazy, and a lot of people are making all comments. I mean, I said in there last night when I added my personal opinion, and I make sure it said is my opinion, not facts, that I've been in this since 2009.
Uh-huh.
And not one of the gurus in all these years has been correct. They've never given us the truth, never given us the facts. They've never been correct on the dates. And he knows every week is like, well, it'll be late this week or first part of next week. Well, we've heard that around 400 times.
Yeah.
Incorrect. So my point on that is you got to go look at the facts. And if you look at what has been put out on what's going on the war in America, and that's what it really is there was worse points. Let me just pull those up real quick. And give you people a little bit of an idea here. Come on, there we go.
Okay.
It says here that this came out in 6/1/22. It says it kind of follows what I said above. September this year looks about right, just my opinion. June, they say, is going to be alliance, military, and manifestation. July is going to be revelation. August is vindication. September is recovery and restoration. Now, I was talking to this morning, and I flat come right out and says, do you think the White Hats, Trump, or anybody is going to let Biden be in office when they revalue? Are they going to give the Democrats the opportunity to steal our money? Look what they did in I don't want to go too political here. Look what they did with Ukraine. $40 billion went over there, and you got five. Where'd they have the other 35?
Someone's pocket.
Yeah. A lot of pockets. That's what's keeping the Democrats alive.
Yeah. That's what they do.
I read this morning that the Planned Parenthood is being closed down in many states, and I don't have any opinion on that. I'm just saying what they said. But what caught my attention is they paid $40 million. Planned Parenthood put $40 million paid towards the election and went all to the Democrats. So you see, they're now getting really, really nervous. And I can't tell you when this is going to happen. But I can tell you it's not going to happen right away because there's no way they're going to let this thing happen under his watch.
Absolutely.
Thanks, folks.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jim. I'm going to read more thoroughly on that, but thanks for your input. I appreciate that.
All right. And I hope I haven't annoyed too many people, but we're researching.
Well, nobody hung up, so you're okay.
Yeah, good.
That's it for me. Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Raul, did you have any more questions about the triple play?
No, I'm reading it very carefully, and it's making sense. I'm glad that I was able to find it on the website very easily.
Okay.
So thank you for helping me out, Carol. I appreciate that.
No problem. Well, next question here is James.
Oh, yes. So my question is related to the change of address as it relates to the trust and also to the EIN number. And what is the process of making that change?
Well, we have the IRS has a form called an 8822B, and that allows for you to put the new address in there, send it to them. We recommend that you make a copy for your records, and you send it a return receipt because they will not reply. But at least if you have the copy that is dated, you know when it was sent, you have proof that it was done. You have anything to add to that, Jim?
No. Now that we've reorganized our website lately, I'm trying to find that. Okay, it's under new. I need to put that tab back at the top. Because, no, it's not that one. We have it. I mean, you guys keep talking, and I'll come up with it and tell you exactly where it's at.
Okay. Anyway, it's a really simple process. You should write a minute in your trust. You've changed a domicile from this city and state to this city and state. You don't necessarily have to put the whole address down. Check on sample minutes.
Let me jump.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me jump in. If you go to the list of pages, you go down to the C's, it says changing trust domicile or address. There's a minute right there. You can copy it, paste it, put it right in there, and right below that is the IRS form 8822B and instructions and a sample of how to fill it out. And there's a place where you can actually hit the button, and it'll download the form for you. So just go to change trust domicile or address. The minute is there, and the form is there. And it's under list of pages, and then you go down to the C's and look for changing trust domicile or address.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, we have nobody else at the moment. There is something I would like to bring up, though. Several years ago, I received a document about exchange procedures. I was told it was written by a retired Treasury officer, so I posted most of it. And many of you have a copy of it. Well, it's now 2022, and a lot has changed, most notably the introduction of the QFS, or Quantum Financial System. Also, there were several other currencies, namely VIM, Bolivar, Rupiah, Real, and Afghani in the mix. Also, it is unlikely we will be exchanging at a bank, but rather in an exchange or redemption center. My personal belief is, and Jim agrees with me, that we will be allowed to exchange into one trust only, the Motherlode Trust, with any other trust accounts to be opened at a later date or subsequent appointment. From what I've heard, you will not be given the opportunity to walk away with cash or cashier's checks. You will be given a debit card for any immediate needs. From the different things that I've read, the value on the debit card is likely to be at least 1% of the value of your exchange. If you have any VIM, that's likely to be a great deal of money. The thing I wrote a long time ago, or that I posted a long time ago, recommended opening one account and another one, then closing the first one, then opening a third one and closing the second one. Blah, 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 and it's all well and good, but as I said, with QFS, I don't think it's going to be necessary anymore. So that might be something you want to talk about when you do finally, when you are able to make, to set up accounts for these subsequent trusts. So we have another question here. Tracy, there we go.
Hi, Carol. Tracy? And Jim, how are you?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Good. Yes.
Okay, cool. I have a question about the management trust. I want to get a vehicle trust, but do you recommend I get the management trust first? How should I do it?
Jim? Yeah. Jim?
Yeah, I would say you need the management trust first. Here's the issue. If you're going to use the vehicle trust, you're going to have a checking account with it. Well, that's one more account you have to manage. The management trust has the capability of managing multiple checking accounts, or one single account with multiple accounts. The banks will set up either way. I met with my banker at Wells Fargo on Wednesday, and we reviewed everything. I haven't been in since the COVID scam started a couple years ago. And I walked in, and his name is Sean Clay. He's a great guy. He goes, "Wow, look at that. Mr. Knox finally decided to show up." He knew with me who I was right away. Of course, I'm kind of notorious down there because I taught them how to use these trusts locally. And so we talked about this for quite some time. And he was saying that the new system, he can't talk about it really, but the new system, he says, is going to totally change everything that's going on. He says it'll be simpler to work with them with these instruments. So that was kind of interesting. That's the only thing he could tell me. And so anyway, we went ahead and had a good conversation. And he feels that this new system will be in place probably by, well, see, he called me yesterday afternoon. I had a question he couldn't answer. He called me yesterday afternoon late. Actually, it was after 5 o'clock. And told me the answer. It was for something not concerned to this. But he did say, "Oh, by the way, your inquiry says, yeah, it's going to be later, probably July, we're going to do a major change, and we don't know exactly what it is." So they're keeping even their bank managers in the dark, as far as I can tell. But that was kind of interesting, I thought.
Yeah. So, to answer her question, management trust first and then vehicle trust?
Yeah, and the reason I brought the long story up is because that's one of the things we talked about. I said I'm going to open another trust account. Thank you for bringing me back to this. I open another trust account, and it's going to be a management trust that's going to be able to take care of my automobiles, my residence, and so on and so forth. And I said, "How can I set that up?" He said, "Well, you can do one of two ways. You can just have multiple checking accounts, or you can have one checking account with multiple accounts." So that's what he said to me. And so that's what reinforces what we had said all along. Finally getting it out of my banker's face was kind of unique. So that's what I would do. I would go with a management trust first, and then I would do the real estate trust as you need it. You know, you can go ahead and when you buy a house, it's going to take 30 days to close no matter what. Even if you pay cash, it would take at least 10 days to close. Well, that gives you 10 days to get your trust set up. And all you really need with that is get an abstract from us as quick as possible while you're waiting for the trust. And we get you the EI number, but normally in a trust, but we won't get you one for the real estate trust. You won't need one. And then the contracts will be online. You just download the contracts. You fill in the blanks. So then your real estate trust is going to be using the management trust to pay all the bills. And you can put as much money in there as you want. There's a sequence of events. Since you're going to get this real estate trust, say, post-RV, because you don't need it right now in this example, then the mother lode trust would finance the real estate trust. And then there would be another contract. You simply fill it out between the mother lode trust, real estate trust, and then there's another contract that goes directly over to the management trust. And all of those will be explained. There'll be a graph. You download the forms, you put them on your computer, you fill in the blanks, you print them out. As the trustees, you sign them, and you're done. You take that information to the bank to open the account for that house or that real estate, whatever it may be, complex, you know, apartment, whatever. And that's it. It's going to be very, very simple. And we'll have a complete little, I guess we'll probably have to create like a little PDF booklet with all the instructions, step one, step two, step three, step four. So, but we've got everything ready for that. Does that help, Carol?
I think so, even though she was talking about buying a car, not a house, but it's pretty much the same concept.
I thought she said real estate trust.
I think she said vehicle. Anyway, Tracy, yes, did
it was
that
vehicle.
Answer?
Yeah, it was vehicle.
All right, we'll say thing with a vehicle.
Okay.
Same process with a vehicle or a house.
That's what we thought. Okay. All right. That is
thank
pretty
you.
Good. All right.
That's
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Bye. Gary, you're up.
Yeah. Hey, Carol and Jim. Originally, excuse me, I've got something on my throat. Originally, I was thinking about when I would do the redemption to ask for a cashier's check to put in an account, and that would be non-taxable to put into a private bank account to pay off personal debts and things like that. But you're saying that we won't be able to do that now?
Not from what I've read.
So if we put money in a personal account to pay off debts, that would be a taxable experience then, wouldn't it?
Under our present system, yes. But, you know, Jim and I are of the belief that once this happens, the CERA will be right behind it and there will not be any taxes.
Could I write a minute saying that, you know, let's say, example, $1 million of this money that's in the trust is personal to be taken out at my time and place?
I don't see why not. I mean, I know a lot of people are planning and writing a minute saying the trust owes them X amount of dollars for all the years that it's been managing this trust. I've been managing this trust, so I should get a stipend for that and all the money I've spent buying more currency, et cetera, plus interest if you want to. I know a lot of people are planning on doing that to justify he had X amount of dollars to begin with. As far as taxes, I don't think there's going to be any. Do you, Jim?
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to abolish all that right away.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
And the other question I had was that if the RV does occur or when the RV occurs, who's ever president at the time is removed from office and then new elections will be taking place. So if Biden was in there, he wouldn't get credit for it. I think that's correct, but I'm not sure.
Well, you know, I would suspect that yes, whenever they change over to back the Republic, which we're in the process of doing, whoever's in office has to have a new election within 30 days. And I would imagine the person that's going to be doing that will just get reelected as the 19th president of the Republic. I don't think there'll be a big change.
Okay.
There's a lot of rumors. Who's going to be the first and second and all this kind of stuff, but I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think it'll be an issue. I think it's going to be transparent to us. We're just going to watch it and say, wow, this is cool. It's going to be like how do I want to put this? It's going to be very refreshing to see some real government action instead of being a bunch of actions with ulterior motives.
Right.
So.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I'm. You bet.
All right, thanks, Gary. Next question is Steve. Good afternoon, or good morning, Steve.
Hey, it's good morning, West Coast. Nice to talk to you guys again. Question on addresses of vehicle trusts and real estate trusts and so forth. For those of us living in taxable states and we have our mother load trust domiciled in a tax-free state, what about vehicle trusts? Do they also need to be out of, in my case, California? And I've heard different stories on that. And also the question of address of the trust for real estate trusts.
Okay. In Oregon, they're making me move the trust back to Oregon. So I can't say for your state, but they're probably the same thing. You need to domicile the real estate trust and the automobile trust in the state where the real estate and the automobile is harbored. But that shouldn't be a taxable event no matter what. It's not producing any income. It's just a matter of the state doesn't say, well, you know, I can't recognize the state of Washington laws with your car. You have to move it to Oregon. So I did. I just did an 8822B, and it was done, and I took it down and showed them the copy of the 8822B filing and the green card showing that I sent it, and they said, okay, no problem, and they just went ahead and amended it. They didn't even charge me any money for that. I was really surprised. So, but in Oregon,
oh, yeah, really?
Okay, so we set up a management trust, and that would be domiciled in a tax-free state or our state of residence?
I would say tax-free state.
Okay, and then the vehicle real estate trust under that management trust would be in the state of the asset.
In Oregon, it's that way. I think in Texas it was that way, too.
I think in most states it's that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't say that for sure. But yeah, I would do it that way regardless. Because if you have an accident and it's registered out of state, in other words, the owner's registered out of state, that could be an issue with your insurance company.
Okay. Gotcha. That answers my question. Thanks.
All right.
Okay. Well, Jim, we have no more questions.
Well, let's talk a little bit, then we can go forward.
I kind of thought you'd say this.
Yeah, I know. So, the issues on what's going on right now, we can talk a little bit of semi-politics for just a second. I'm not going to give an opinion, just going to bring things up so people can think about it. We're going to go through a little bit of tribulation here with the people that don't like what happened in the latest Supreme Court rulings, both rulings. And there's a couple more coming down. Looks like there'll be three more, maybe handed down later today. And I don't know what they are. So on one of our sites that I go to every day to just check on things, it says, please, patriots, stay home. Because of all the pending riots they're scheduling and so on and so forth. And I'm going to suggest that people do just exactly that. Don't go out and about today or tomorrow. Just stay home. Go on our website and read. There you go. As you can do, go on our website and read. Get current with all this stuff. We're working on it every day. And just be very, 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 very careful out there. And don't make any comments to anybody about their beliefs. Just let it go. And just try and stay as neutral as possible when you're out in public. With you and your family and your friends, you can voice your opinions, but out in public, it's so heated up right now, don't take a chance. These people, the people that are out there doing this, they can be a little too radical even for me, you know.
I think that's good advice. We do have another question here from Gary.
Okay.
Gary?
Yeah, Jim, I just logged on to the website on my smartphone, and I'm trying to find a new tab. I don't see a new tab there. Or
No, there's no new tab. That out. Everything now is, if you go to the list of pages, Gary, everything's set up there. I used to have a new tab. I've got one here. Let's see, is this it? Let me look here. It's not current, but it is there. If you go down and look at N in the ends under list of pages, it says new. It's not really current. It's back in May, but I'm getting everything current. So we'll start refiling. I'm going to move a tab up into the menu that'll say new like I had before. I'll do that later today. And I'm going to start adding that. But a lot of the new stuff, dealing with the situation in America right now and worldwide, really, is down under the number 10. But if you just go to list of pages new, there's a lot of stuff in there. Of course, exchange and redemption procedures, March 20, 2020, that's all been changed already. So
I'm on the list of pages. I'm on the list of pages right now, and I was looking for your blog that you were talking about, when you thought the RV would happen and that. Where would that be?
Okay, what you do, and I'll put it in there today. It's a good point, Gary, but if you go back to the home page and then you go down to the digital counter for the next call, right below that is a box that says number 10, currency revaluation news. See, we agreed not to talk about this stuff too much, so I wanted to separate this to a new area away from all the rest of the stuff. That's why I stuck it down below so the average Joe won't see it. It was right below the counter. And then you click here.
Okay.
And then you go and you'll see all the stuff that I'm putting in there. And these two videos, they're phenomenal videos. Again, we talked about this last time, but I'll recover it, go over it again. How maritime law works. Well, I did not know this, and then I was in a situation where I saw it, but it didn't click in my head. An acquaintance quite some time ago, they were on a cruise ship. She was very, very pregnant. She had the baby on the ship, and the ship was flagged in Panama. They gave her a Panamanian birth certificate. She had to bring it to America and then explain it to the people at the port of entry. And they understood it, and she had to go file paperwork to get the birth certificate moved from Panama to America. So here's the deal. If you're on a ship and it's flagged in Panama, you're under Panamanian laws. Now, what's nice about this laws, rules, and governing bodies, it's about the maritime law. You got a 12-mile buffer, then another 12-mile buffer, then a 200-mile buffer that you have to know about these things. And the reason I put this on here is because we're all going to be doing some traveling post-RV, well, you better understand some of these laws so you know where you're at. So I thought this is just a six-minute long video, but it gives you just a plethora of knowledge about that. And then if you really want to know about how the money system works, just Jordan Maxwell's been, I've been watching some of his videos for a long time. He's just phenomenal knowledge. So that little short video there, it's another six-minute, 43-second video. That's a good primer for what you want to see the rest of the stuff. And I got his website and everything there. Now, videos on here do not work. So there's a link because they're on YouTube. I didn't want to put them on our site because, you know, they have a tendency to ban certain things. And if it's on our website, they would ban our website. So I just put the links to the YouTube. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I don't see any more hands up, and I have lost my screen somehow. I don't want to do that. So, unless you have anything else you want to talk about, I think we should call it a day.
I have nothing else that I want to add to at this point. So let's go ahead and do that. Now, you can't see your screen right now?
No, I can't.
Let me see if I can log in.
Line meetings. So if you try this one out, not that one. Web controls, open web controls. Open.
Okay, I'm logged in.
Okay.
But I don't know how to turn it off.
Down at the very bottom, it says leave. It says down at the very bottom on the right, it says leave.
No, I'm not in that part. It says starting meeting or invite. Call your meeting.
Well, I'll figure it out. But in the meantime, everybody, Jim, you want to give everybody, oh, I got the page back. Oh, there we go. You want to give your contact information?
Sure. Of course, my name is Jim Knox. My number is 866-341-6907 or 503-583-6791. I'm in Oregon, so I'm in Western time. I work between 9 and 6, Monday through Friday. Best way to reach me is by email at securityindicatorinformation.com. If you have issues with your login, go to our 3i Trust app and use that. If you have issues with need changes on your trust, go to the website, the 3i Trust app, and use the change order so we can get that done in a timely fashion. And that's it for me, Carol.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for your time and attention. My name is Carol Worlius. My number is 877-333-5018 or 206-915-4236. I'm available between 10 and 6 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. I'm also most easily reached by email, which is info@indicatorinformation.com. Have a happy and safe weekend, everybody. Go RV, and God bless America. Bye-bye.